Health Headlines with Dr. Barry Dworkin is presented by the Riverstone Retirement Communities of Oak Park and Bridalwood Trails, your complete continuum of care.
6:54 at 580 CFRA, and Dr. Barry Dworkin joins us with a look at health headlines. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, Steve.
This is a study, I believe it's British, right?
That's correct.
On colon cancer risks being slashed with this one test that they think everyone should have.
That's right. This is a test that is very well known. It's called the sigmoidoscopy, which is literally a scope that is used and looked at the distal third, or the last bit of the colon, where two-thirds of colon cancers tend to occur. So it doesn't catch all of them, but it will detect, or at least offer the possibility of detecting, the two-thirds of colon cancers that occur in that area of the intestine. And it does not require any sedation because it doesn't go through the entire colon like a colonoscopy, which can be quite uncomfortable. A sigmoidoscopy is a small flexible tube that goes just to the first third of the colon. And what they did is, after randomizing almost 200,000 people, they divided them into groups of people who were the control group and not offered sigmoidoscopy, and the test group, which was offered sigmoidoscopy. And of those, there were 40,000 people, men and women between the ages of 55 and 64, that were given a colonoscopy. And they were followed, and all these people, the entire group, were followed for 11 years. And the bottom line, and this is the most important in terms of trying to determine whether a screening test, where you're taking otherwise healthy people and subjecting them to a test, the ultimate measure is how effective it is. And in this case, we use a term that's called the number needed to be screened in order to save a life or to detect the actual cancer. And these numbers, directly from The Lancet, was published in the journal Lancet, the number needed to be screened to prevent one colorectal cancer diagnosis or death. So for diagnosis, for every 191 people given the test, you will detect one cancer. So that's the diagnosis. In terms of death, one person out of 489. So for every 489 tests that you do, you will prevent one death. That is, in terms of screening, an excellent result in terms of trying to have a screening test that is effective. By example, with regards to breast cancer screening and mammography, it's 1 in 500. So it's as effective as mammography is in terms of preventing death from a particular cancer.
So what's the standard of care in Ontario? Are we supposed to be getting this, or are they still want us to just get the blood test?
Well, the standard of care in Ontario, the government of Ontario and the Ministry of Health is encouraging the blood test to be done, which, as I've discussed with you many times before, Steve, that I don't agree with it because I don't think it's an effective test. And in fact, in the UK, they are now lobbying the National Health Service on the basis of this particular result, given how profound the result is in terms of the numbers need to be screened, to include this screening sigmoidoscopy as part of the standard of care. In Ontario, they don't encourage that. They're basically saying, do the blood test. I don't do the blood test. I encourage all my patients right now to have colonoscopies. But nevertheless, this is one more area of research that is demonstrating that just doing the blood test itself is not as effective. It doesn't come close to what the sigmoidoscopy in this case does.
Okay. Thank you, Doctor.
Very welcome, Steve.